Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in from southern Canada, scouring out the humidity that was in the air, and dew points will continue to lower throughout the remainder of the day on a northwest breeze. At the same time, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine, at times mixed with clouds. Still, though, temperatures will manage to get into the lower 80s on average across the entire region. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure overhead will allow the winds to calm down, and with clear skies and light winds, readings will drop quickly and be comfortably cool overnight, reaching lows in the lower to mid-50s by sunrise. The same high will drift off the eastern seaboard tomorrow, and a south-southwesterly wind flow will commence. This will bring temperatures back into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies once again. On Thursday night, we'll begin to track a cold front our way from the Great Lakes along with associated mid-level jet stream energy. The two will arrive during the day on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and an increasing chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. The humidity will also climb during the day Friday, and temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Still a leftover shower possible on Saturday, but mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. A new area of high pressure will build in Saturday afternoon, but especially Sunday and through the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds for the second half of the weekend in the lower 80s. On Monday, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and increasing humidity with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s again on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for eastern Kansas and western Missouri. Along with the risk for locally damaging winds in these areas, large hail and possibly a couple of tornadoes may occur. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gert, located 355 miles north of Bermuda. Gert is accelerating toward the northeast near 25 miles per hour. An even faster motion toward the northeast or east-northeast is expected through early tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is possible later today or tonight, but Gert is likely to begin weakening on Thursday afternoon. Gert should become an extratropical low by Thursday night. Swells generated by Gert will spread northward along the east coast of the United States from Virginia northward to New England and Atlantic Canada during the next couple of days. Swells are also expected to continue to affect Bermuda through tonight. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 95, set in 1959, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs around 80. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog around 50 for an overnight low. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with low humidity again, lower 80s. More humidity Friday, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, just an isolated passing shower Saturday, but mostly dry, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, with highs back into the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.